Without the wheelchair in the way, he was closer to her than he'd ever been. So close he could see the golden flecks inside her green eyes and feel the heat of her breath and inhale the scent of her soap.
"None whatsoever,"
she agreed as she ripped open the bag with the cotton balls.
"Are we really going to fool the kids with these?"
He found his voice lowered and going husky on him. Incredibly, his groin tightened. A warm fullness ballooned his cock, and he couldn't take his eyes off her luscious lips.
"It'll have to do. There's no time to find a real beard."
Her tone was businesslike.
"Stay still and don't move."
He licked his lips and stayed still all right, focusing his gaze on her delectable mouth. Her teeth were white and straight. Her lower lip was fuller than her upper lip, and she sported a tiny beauty mark right below the outer corner. He wondered how wide her lips parted and whether her tongue was agile and talented. She touched his chin to tilt his face away from her, and he had the sudden urge to taste her lips. But he moved his face to the side and stayed still as she pasted cotton balls on his sideburn area. He used his altered vantage point to check out the rest of her body. Her legs were thin, but not too withered, and she was wearing yoga pants. Her arms and shoulders were well-developed, lean and firm. Being so close to her, he could almost peek in between her cleavage as two beautiful and well-rounded globes filled up the stretchy tank top she wore. The turquoise color contrasted well with her nicely tanned skin. Paralysis or not, she was an athlete on the upper half of her body, and she moved with grace and power combined. Dropping his gaze, he studied the muscles from her shoulders to her forearms. No one should underestimate her strength, and he was pretty sure she could wield a mean bear hug. Her grip would be firm and tight around his... Sweating now, Nick swallowed his wandering imagination and counted backward from 100 to calm his pulse. It wasn't easy because she was affixing the cotton balls to his face. Her hands were nimble and gentle, and each time she touched his skin, he grew hungrier for more contact. Too bad the fuzzy balls of cotton got in the way. All he could picture was holding her down on the mat and plowing his tongue into her mouth while exploring how sensitive she was above the waist. Those boobs beckoned, bouncing slightly as she raised and lowered her arms, and if he wasn't imagining, it sure looked like her nipples were nice, tight buds.
87, 86, 85.
What was wrong with him? She wasn't his type at all. He hated aggressive women. Sure, it was part of his job to deal with them, and they were usually the best tippers, but they knew the score. He was the hired help and expected to do exactly as ordered. Like at the present moment. He was on his hands and knees being plastered with glue and balls of cotton. Thankfully, he would have a Santa suit to hide behind when he exited the gym. Even more thankfully, there were no hidden cameras in the spare training room where massages were given, some with very happy endings.
45, 44, 43.
How much longer was this torture going to take? Everything she did, the way she dabbed the glue on his face, the caressing motion when she stuck the cotton on, and especially the skin-on-skin when she touched his face, tilting and turning, studying every angle, brushing her fingertips over his sensitive lips, stroking the side of his neck to decide where to end the beard. Everything she did was stimulating him, turning him on, arousing him dangerously. Sweat dampened his body, and every nerve ending tingled and ached with heat.
22, 21, 20, 19.
"There, we're done,"
Carol announced. She choked back a giggle.
"Sorry, I missed a spot."
Nick looked across the room at the mirror and gasped.
"This doesn't look like a beard at all. You missed many spots."
"I can't use up all her glue,"
Carol pouted, but chuckles spilled from her lips.
"You look like the marshmallow man exploded all over your face."
"Marshmallow woman."
Nick shifted from his crouching position to sitting in front of her with his legs pulled up. He placed his elbows on his knees to distance himself from wanting to jump her bones.
"Only women explode all over my face, not men."
"Not this woman."
Carol's lips turned down.
"Now, let me fix the missing spots."
She maneuvered herself to his side, expertly dragging her legs on the mat.
Her breath flickered against his neck as she fixed the gaps where his tan skin showed through.